Topic of the day. How do you think?
Well, I mean, that's very visual. I just kind of grabbed my chin. I leaned forward, put my elbow on the table, and started to think about how I think. And that's how I think.
Hmm.
What about you?
Did you have an aha when you locked into position?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, I was thinking about how I think. I was like,
this is going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Like Voltron.
Is this the Rene Descartes episode? What's going on?
What is that?
Hmm? Rene Descartes, the I think therefore I am guy.
Over the head. Sorry.
Okay, got you.
I didn't know his name, but it's definitely a it's like a conscious thing.
I squint my eyes. Maybe purse my lips a little bit.
Oh, okay. You're talking about physical thinking?
I'm not is.
Yeah. I just stare through.
Gotten into beard stroking recently. It's a little fun little habit I picked up from Emon. Where I just do a little Jafar pull.
Mm-hmm.
While you're thinking?
Not to look malicious. I kind of just do it instinctively whether or not I'm thinking now.
I think also if I'm really thinking really hard, then I'll pet my eyebrows.
you definitely do that if you're thinking hard. If you get real confused, use both hands. On the same eyebrow, it's weird.
No, I don't.
Not on the same eyebrow, but you do use both
hands. Just wail on it.
Just starts hitting yourself in the face. think. Full Winnie the Pooh.
No, but I'll pet my eyebrows.
Like a boxer?
Do they do that?
The dogs do that.
You cut your eyebrows. Is that what you said?
I said I'll pet my eyebrows.
I thought you said I'll cut my eyebrows.
Or stroke my eyebrows. I don't know. Oh. This action? How would you describe caress. This action?
Yeah, caress, stroke, whatever.
Gross. Stop.
Rub one out on your eyebrows.
Shut up.
That's how I think. This is a hard math problem.
I just thought that'd be a fun topic to talk about how we think. You know what? Let us know how you think in some comment somewhere.
I don't want to know what you think at all, but just how.
How. I just want to know how you think. I guess you can share what you're thinking about when you're thinking about how you're thinking. No. What? Well, hold on.
She's thinking.
Here you got to even put the finger on the
mouth. I do. Yeah.
Do.
If I'm drawing, I will put both of my palms against. I'd try to block. I'd make my eyes black. Yeah. I want my vision to be black. So I'll put my hands against my head and I'll press them tightly so it goes black, and that way I can see in the darkness. That's what I'll do if I'm like trying to draw something. Sometimes,
if I'm thinking a lot, I'll put my left thumb on my left temple and then left index finger on my forehead, kind of like in a 90 degrees, and then I will shift that down so that it's under my chin, the left thumb, and frame the side of my face with that.
Mm-mm.
But I don't do that a lot.
I do. That's my listening.
Well, maybe I'm listening to myself, Felicia, so that I can understand and share it better.
Right. Anyways, so y'all out there, let us know how you think, and let us know what you think about when you're thinking about how you think in the comments.
Cut
somewhere.
That. Mm-hmm. Cut all of this.
Why? I think it's nice.
That's a joke.
And that's not going to be question of the day. That's going to come later. So, where are we? What are we doing?
Justin, it's Roy, looking at you guys. Let me know.
If you're still alive.
Call order.
We're still alive. Sorry.
2025 happened. And here we are.
Does Steve listen to this?
No.
Wow. Bad friend.
I know. I know he's
talking. Well, Steve, I want to know how you think. You better let him know to listen to this episode because I want to know how he thinks.
Named him after named the zombie after him that died.
Steve is dead. Bang, bang.
Well, I guess we'll just pick up where we left off. And that's with the three of you, plus a new friend, we'll call him, standing in front of this, for lack of a better word, ancient library. A small pentagonal room with pillars inscribed with all sorts of dwarven runes and depictions, as well as several shelves of books, all surrounded by a 3.5-foot tall wall, and right smack dag and dab in the.
You bit bit bit.
Right smack dab in the middle of the room, north of y'all. God, that whole sentence is just so southern. right smack dab in the middle, north of y'all.
Tell you what.
Is a dang dang old suit of armor just flip flopping around like a catfish.
Ting!
And as you approach, it stood up, almost seemed to twitch to face you, sliding in place. And then from above this headless armored corpse appeared a shadowy visage with two pinpoint yellow glowing eyes. And then in a moment you felt a wave of pressure move towards each of you before candlesticks, books, and all manner of debris begin to fly about the room in a frenzied whirl, and the head vanishes. Roll for initiative.
I'd like to ask a question.
Sure. What'd you roll?
Here we go.
Here we go.
That's a...
Emma.
Dropped a metal die on the soundboard. No problem.
That's a 20 for me.
I almost wrote your name as Monty.
That's not it. That's all the right letters. Wrong order. So, how tall are these bookshelves?
3.5 feet tall.
Okay, so I can see over them easily.
And do the pillars go to the ceiling, or are those bookshelves? The squares.
I'm sorry, the pillars go to the ceilings.
Okay. And then
the perimeter is a bookshelf that is 3.5 feet tall.
Cool. Okay.
Rootmore was probably like eyebrow level with the wall, like would have been enough to see over it. Scarab could have pulled himself up to look over it.
I'm saying non tricky.
Would you like me to bring you a box?
I just need you and Ahmad's roll.
Oh, 26.
26.
18.
Oh, gross. The worst one yet.
Yeah, I know.
Just kidding.
I rode poorly.
All right, Scarab, you are up first.
Great. I actually did not want this.
I know. I rolled low, and I was actually okay with it. It's like, let's see what everybody else does.
I know what's going to happen.
Awesome. Let me just shoot this bookshelf.
I bet $15.
Don't have it. This is between you two.
No, I don't. I'll put a cat on the line.
So if I want to get, I get Lilith?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. We'll do a dog as a bonus, too.
No.
Okay, so no, if God, I no. If I lose, I give you $15. If I win, I get Lilith.
No, I don't want to do it.
Okay.
He wants $50 also. He wants Lilith for $15.
Okay, so I bet $15. You'll give me $15?
No. I don't even know what the bet is.
That Monet dies today.
Jeez, you're just going to run her into a fire?
No, where's I'm not going to run into a fire hole?
Where's the nearest hole of fire?
No, I'm not taking that bet.
Easiest way to win a bet. Kill off the character you're yourself. In control of.
Exactly.
Oh, so what do I take?
No,
what do
I
get
I
if I win
honor.
This bet?
I have honor.
When?
What do you mean?
Since?
Forever.
No, I don't think Monet's going to die.
Yeah, so then bet on it.
I don't want to.
Haha, you don't believe.
Okay, I do need to put a thing on here.
No when to hold him. No when to hold him. No when to hold him.
Meanwhile, Iman has a journal that says Monet's dying this session. Monet's going to die this session. Monet's going to die next section, actually.
What about a dollar?
That's why he's singing this no one to hold him card.
Low stakes. You can bet me one of your peepees?
I was going to say, do you have one of these gold peepees? Did you spend them all?
If I have one, it's in a container somewhere.
Because these gold ones are the earned ones. We can bet a gold peepee.
I do. I have a gold one.
All right, fine. I'll put this on the line.
I mean, that seems kind of silly. I feel like it'd make more sense if I gave you my... I think you should bet that Monet's going to die. So then if Monet dies, then you get my peepee.
Oh...
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense than you giving a dead person your pee-pee.
It works the other way.
Okay.
It's not like you dying means you're out of the game.
Monet dies, I die. Hear that, Cody?
Can you guys see this?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Uh-oh, there's an aura.
From right here, you can see, I'm not counting it in your squares, it's just in front of your squares. This is where that whirling storm of books is.
Good.
Let me try to, I can actually draw a circle. Just don't know if I can draw it correctly and if I can move it after the fact.
I don't know, are we even betting anymore? I don't know.
The bet works the way that you did it, Felicia. You're just betting against yourself.
I don't even know what I'm betting on. I'm scared.
You don't have to gamble, Imran.
Cody, how did you draw that perfect circle?
I listened to an album.
Wow.
So,
I'm gonna take my picture.
Not even.
Not close.
I love that song.
It's not. Well, I don't know.
But no, that's not a perfect circle. I don't know who that is, but it's the
What are you talking
Nicky.
About? Cody drew a perfect circle.
It's more
anyway.
Like
the gaslighting episode. Everybody's just talking around each other. This circle that I've drawn for you guys on the map, it is a 30-foot emanation, and in this, you can see these objects swirling around. Several books whirling, flittering, twirling through the air, as well as several candlesticks, free loose candles, and other objects just kind of swirling around. It's not in a like constant stream of objects, so you can see between them. It's just more of, you see there's this circle of objects going around this library, several of them like bouncing into and clattering off of the bookshelves. And in fact, I'm going to draw you a little dealy-doo just to show you. It is traveling counterclockwise.
Oh, dang.
Okay.
So, Imran, the song you were talking about was by Filter.
Oh.
From the Little Nicky soundtrack.
And Filter's a circle.
Huh?
Huh? Nothing. It's not true.
Mm.
It's not true what I said.
Counterclockwise circle of books.
Yes.
This is a lot. It's just a lot happening. It's just like, I don't know what's going on to the point where I don't even know what to ask. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is a lot.
I think something to remember is that room that we went into where we found Grimbald's head, we weren't supposed to go into. Like, it was highly, highly hinted that we weren't supposed to go in there, and we did it anyways, and we got his head. Mm-hmm. So we have the head.
Why was it highly hinted?
Well, because it was locked, and you were like, you sure you want to do that? You did the DM thing of like,
yeah, we did push in there pretty hard.
Yeah.
Hey, Griswold!
Scarab yelling to the head.
I'm right next to you.
So the body disappeared. The head, he's...
The armored body is still standing there. You
okay.
can see it in
okay,
between
sorry.
The swirling objects. The strange, shadowy, like, misty-looking head with two yellow pinpoint eyes has vanished. The body remains standing and kind of, like, teetering in place like it could fall over at any moment.
I also thought the body disappeared.
I would be standing 5 feet away.
Yeah, all of you are outside the circle right now. Monet holding Grimbald and Rootmore are all, like, on the edge of books. Books are whirling past your heads, but not close enough to hit you. And you're about 10 feet back from them, sitting on Tricky. And you can see this storm of stuff. Oh, you're 10 on my screen.
Me too. Yeah. From the circle. You're 5 feet from us, but 10
from the
circle.
Oh, from the circle. No. I'm just looking at that man's head right there.
What I'm thinking is, I take the head and I reattach it to the body.
Yes, me too. I like that idea. Do it. Here, take it, Monet. Hand.
But I think I have to spend an action to walk forward a little bit.
Correct.
Another action to grab the head.
Sure.
Yeah, Scarab's going to step forward. He would like to grab the head, if that's a cool thing to do.
Grabbing it by half the mustache.
Through the bars of the cage, reach into the cage, grab his facial hair.
That's right. Did we ever check to see if the cage is unlocked?
I don't think so.
Ooh. We got to get the head out of the cage.
I'll have a third action. So Scarab's going to walk forward. He wants to reach out for the head, get it, have the cage in his hand, and with final action, try to get it out of this cage, or at least, like, what would that take? What would this take?
It'd be a interact to, like, grab the door on the cage and open it.
Okay, so he wants to go for that, hoping that it just opens.
It is locked.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So then I wait. He holds the cage lock outwards. In case anybody wants to... that could be rough, because I don't think I have any lockpicks.
Smort is not either. He's not good at it. Bash the cage anyway.
Against the ground. Yeah, that'll be Scarab's turn.
Okay.
Oh, you're not going to take me in there, are you? Don't let me get hit by a book.
As each of you looks into this swirling torrent of debris, you can slowly make out a shadowy figure that seems to be approaching from where the body is. It seems to almost like flicker in and out of existence, suddenly appearing 10 feet closer.
Gross.
No!
20 feet closer. 25 feet closer. And as it stands there for a moment, it disappears again. Before it appears just in front of you, Monet, and Rootmore, and it lets out an ear-piercing screech.
Ear-piercing?
An ear-piercing screech as it appears in its full visage. Oh. A mass of writhing cloud-like shadows with bright yellow eyes that seem to flare out as it screams, I need a will save.
Monet's wearing
it screams that?
I need a will save!
From all of you.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Is this a fear effect?
It is.
You said that? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, we get plus one bonus?
Yeah, because
is that
the cavalier, right?
I think it's a plus one bonus.
Let me make sure.
I'm putting my dice down.
Good idea.
Until we know. Put it down, Emma.
Yeah, plus one.
Put it down.
Okay, plus one. Come on, baby!
Hell yeah. What is it's a will save?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
What'd you get, Monet?
I rolled a nat one.
What about one of these here?
But if
things?
It's an automatic plus one, does that change anything, or
no,
does the
it's
die
not
just
on a natural?
Yeah, because it just it's just a bonus. It's
it just not, drops it to crit fail at one.
Can I use it?
He didn't tell you the result. Your daily.
Can I use a daily boyo?
Can you use a daily boyo right now at the beginning of the day? You can. You got one.
Can you describe that screech for me again?
I need a will save.
Not what he said. What you said coming up to it.
It would be scary if you're walking in a haunted house and it goes just, oh, I need a will save. Die down. I would forget how to speak forever. I'd become the little boy from Wild Thornberries.
So it zoop zooped and then zooped. And then you described it screaming.
Yeah, it like flickered in and out of visibility. And then there was a moment where when it appeared in front of you, it let out an ear-piercing screech. And its shadows seemed to flare out and its eyes pulsed a bright yellow.
I think his name was Donnie.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, it was.
A critical fail is probably going to have you running away. That's what I think is going to happen.
That sucks, man. That sucks. So, I hate that. That sucks.
If it was me, I would do it. But
if it was you.
Yeah, but you do your thing. You do your thing.
She's trying to die.
I'm not trying to die. I'm not trying to die.
All right, while you think about that, what did you get, Rootmore?
A natural 20 for a 35.
Woo! All right, and Scarab and Tricky?
I didn't roll for Tricky. Scarab got a 25. Let me roll for Tricky real quick. 25, 26 for Tricky.
Okay. And then Monet, what's your second roll if you're doing it?
I don't believe in ghosts. It's not real. Go away.
Holy crap, did you guys see that?
Can't scare
I mean,
me
it's
if
a,
I can't
it's
see
a fear
you.
Effect. I think with something like this, I'd rather save it for something that seems like it's going to cut off my head. Like, it's like a, it's straight up a doula hand. If it's trying to steal a head, then I'd rather save my pee-pee to doesn't save myself from like... getting beheaded mm-hmm. rather than getting scared.
Yeah, you don't even have a horse.
Yeah, so...
This ain't like that. I think the head and this thing are completely different entities.
I think I'll take it.
Okay. With a critical fail, you are frightened too. And you are fleeing for as long as you are frightened.
Okay.
The rest of you, because you succeeded, you are immune to fear.
Two rounds. Fuck.
Wait, what was that? Sorry.
I'm not all that useful, so it's okay.
Oh, you are useful. You stop it.
Two rounds is how long you're running.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Monet, for you, that screech and the sudden appearance of this shadowy visage just sends your heart racing. Your blood runs cold, and you feel an overwhelming compulsion to run for your life.
Okay.
Just actually imagine Scarab steps forward, give me the head. And Monet's like, yeah, here it is. You got the head. And then you just like, just as you pass it off, you turn to your left and you just, take off running.
Like, God, no, Monet, fuck.
High knee running away.
Yeah, dude, big oogu boogu.
Here's the question is, how do we determine which way you run?
You tell me, GM.
You're supposed to run the furthest away from the target that frightened you.
Two more actions. No, one more action. Sorry. The ghost-like figure begins to fade out again, and as it does, Rootmore, one of the books, whirls in your direction.
Oh! No!
You just look over and see a book. No! Oh, help me!
Only 17 to hit.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, just he does the Goku head tilt, dodging the laser.
He dodges the wrong way, though.
Oh! Oh, look!
I got paged!
All right, Monet, it's your turn. What is your movement?
My movement.
That would be funny to see in an anime. Just
it's 30 feet.
I'll see you in four turns, Monet.
See ya.
Scarab, we need to run. Monet's got the right idea.
Got the right idea. I don't know where she is.
Yeah, I'm about to reveal.
Don't forget, with dark vision, we can see
everything.
Delicious.
We're just going to do one of these.
Oh, things. Was this the dark campaign?
All right, Monet. As you sprint south past the dwarven statues, you find yourselves in a narrow hallway. Ahead of you, you can see what seems to be a room opening up into a wide circular area. And to your west, you see a hallway that continues. There's a moment as you run up to this crux where your fear overwhelms you, but you have to decide. Do you go left or continue straight? Now you can roll. Let's say odds are left, evens are straight.
Sprinting towards the boss, passing all the enemies.
Evens.
Straight you go.
30 feet.
Proceed down the hallway another 30 feet.
Bye, Monet.
Hey, Felicia called it.
I thought I'm going to die.
The Kobold King is like, you finally come. What is wrong with you?
So you're
stop
here.
Squirming.
Quit touching my face.
I don't think she realizes I'm here.
Like, what? What if we just keep running? What if we just never stop running?
I mean, it's basically dying in Dark Souls, just running past the enemies to get to the boss.
Points you know? For distance, just go grab
just
the item.
For distance.
Go grab the item, drop it in a safer place.
Nobody's ever done that before. We can do that.
Give it a shot.
Just run through the campaign.
See how well you can dodge.
All right, sorry, I had to scroll several pages down to get a look at that.
Cool.
Monet, ahead of you, as you continue running down the hallway, all you can see is that the hallway begins to open up into what appears to be some sort of dingy, round room. And ahead of you, the only thing you can make out is a large dwarven statue in the center of this room.
Okay.
It appears to depict some sort of holy man.
She runs into it, arms open.
gives him a hug. This is three actions where you are now, so your turn ends in the hallway.
She's looking for some sort of comfort.
90 feet south from your party.
Oh.
Next round. Runs in.
Rootmore.
Embraces the statue.
Oh, let's do a knowledge check.
Did we pick up a key? Anybody remember the past year?
I checked my gear. I don't have a key.
Not that I know of. You check the main loot page too that you've been keeping track of.
That's a good idea. I forgot that I have that.
Just once upon a time, I thought about taking the shoot lock trait, but didn't.
Such a fun one.
Was just a bummer locked? That I have to take something for that, though. Come on.
I do want to do like some kind of knowledge check to figure out what this creature is.
Sure. Give me.
Don't say Arcana. Don't you dare.
Religion?
Hold on. Where is it?
It is a ghost.
Could be religion. It's very possible it's religion.
Occultism or religion?
Oh, thank God. Let's do religion.
This would be controversial.
Do you want to roll it for me, Cody? Just technically it's a secret.
Roll it for you? Sure.
Plus 12 religion.
Cody,
natural 20.
Dies too heavy.
Oh my God, really?
Had to burn a nat 20 on Nemod's roll?
That is awesome.
His religion roll.
Oh,
you have your religion roll.
He's like so religious, you guys.
He's like so religious.
Yeah, Rootmore, immediately. These are all the telltale signs you know of a poltergeist.
Ooh.
So it's literally a creature. We're not dealing with a haunt. That's like
you're
the
dealing
biggest.
With a creature.
Okay, that was the biggest question. Is like creature or haunt?
Let's tell you things you know about poltergeists.
We have to save the little girl from the closet.
Immediately, you remember
the TV. The TV.
One, poltergeists are tied to a location. They can't move more than 120 feet beyond wherever they're in, like. Their event of trauma happened.
It can even reach outside of the house where a giant tree breaks into the window because it seems to come alive by the poltergeist.
I haven't seen that movie.
What movie?
Sorry.
Two, you know that poltergeists can influence their vicinity and are prone to using telekinetic abilities to whip objects at unsuspecting passersby.
Including when you're walking past your bed, your ankles, clown hand, like a clown puppet that might be under your bed, the clown's arm will reach out and grab your ankles.
Gross.
What you're seeing in front of you is, in fact, one of these abilities, a telekinetic storm. In which it is weaving all of its energy into whipping all of these objects around it.
At the end of the experience, there sometimes from like a closet or something in your house, all the objects will fly around and the closet door open and you'll see a storm like this, and then a great spooky creature will come out from the storm.
Or if we're talking about phasmophobia, there's different stuff. I don't know it.
Cabinets opening, that kind of stuff.
Throwing plates.
You also know that a poltergeist is only formed whenever its spirit is unable or unwilling to leave the site of its death. That it can manifest itself as a poltergeist, a restless, invisible spirit that's able to manipulate physical objects. And you know that the formation of poltergeists usually comes from a death that resulted from extreme emotional trauma.
Damn. Okay, so they aren't separate beings. This is him.
Here's something else you know. Since you nat 20'd on that. Since you rolled so damn well.
Rootmore! Oh, Rootmore! Rootmore!
From far away.
Rootmore!
You know that if you were to destroy a poltergeist, that it would reform after 2d4 days.
Oh, so we kill it? No.
Yes. And you also know...
Yes! Yes.
You also know that a poltergeist can only be permanently destroyed if you determine the reason for its existence and set right the wrong that made it in the first place.
Okay. Sounds like we have to use some free actions to talk. To the head.
Yeah.
Not me, though. Oh, I'm running
very
here.
Knowledgeable on poltergeist, Rootmore. What else you got for your other two actions?
Thank you so much. So Rootmore looks
at the
head. It's a
good thing that you took the head from me before I...
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it was a silly situation where you just got spooked because you turned your attention away. You took your eyes off the spooky guy and he got real close
real
fast.
It was like she was looking at the ghost And then she just hears Scarab like, hey, can I have that head? And she's like, oh yeah, sure. And then, ah!
It's like when you're staring at a spider and for a long time, and then you look away and you look back and it's gone. Totally, it's somewhere else. Like, ah, ah. Same thing.
So like Rootmore, eyes darting, trying to keep up with this thing that's appearing and disappearing. He reaches his empty hand over and backhands the cage a little bit that the head is in.
Hey, what happened to you? Why did you die?
I was incompetent.
Why?
Yes.
You realize I'm a head in a cage, right?
Okay, well, you got beheaded, but like, why were you sad about it?
It was a heart attack.
No. Well, that's a long story. Well, it all goes back to my father.
6 seconds. Hurry up.
Scarab, your turn.
The man who hired me ripped my head off my body.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, so Poltergeist.
Rootmore does share this information with Scarab that he knows about poltergeists.
Scarab says, ew, and drops the head.
And...
Oh!
Shit. Last clang, two clang. Actions.
Free action.
Rolls definitely. Into the bookstore.
No!
He's been picked up and thrown around.
Okay. Rootmore would like to either force open or break this cage.
Yeah, you can do a force open. Give it to me.
Okay.
And like and I that, said, Scarab that is holding it towards you.
Athletics, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you do a cartwheel towards the cage and it opens.
Wow. Clap. Cage door. Very impressive.
The cage starts clapping. Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking about hitting it, though.
Okay.
I really would have just hit
here's
that.
Here's what
head.
I will say. Jesus. If you accidentally nat 20, you might crush that skull a bit.
Okay.
I
will take that chance.
Just a little bit of crushing.
I will take that chance.
You're
going to
make
because...
us fight a ghost. I'm going to disadvantage him on the roll.
Use my PP to give him a minus.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the reason is I've got +8 athletics, but I don't have a crowbar, so that's effectively -2, so it's only +6 athletics.
Don't
force
smash
open.
We just can you use a PP on that and then take the better being better for you and not better for the better roll?
Who gets a nat 20 and a nat 1? He takes the nat 1?
You'd have to specify. Mm. You'd have to disadvantage yourself. But I don't think that's necessary.
Regardless, I'm going to smash it. And he's going to power attack as well.
I was gonna say, pull your punches, and then you're like, power
nope.
attack.
Wait.
I don't know how much. Oh boy. All right.
So there's one action to recall knowledge, and then you're using your other two to power attack your force open.
Yes. Power attack the cage to try to break it open.
Okay.
Because I'm sure it has damage resistance. Okay. Here we go. Come on, baby. Come on.
The cage
on,
is made of literal twist ties.
Okay, you said nat 20, but does that also count as a +10 crit?
Don't specify.
Just nat 20.
Just
if you roll, yeah, I'm giving you. I don't want you to crush his head. I'm giving you a 1 out of 20 chance to accidentally.
Yeah,
actually, I guess it's a 2 out of 20 because if you fumble it, it might make you.
I really want to scramble these
there
eggs.
There you go, guys. It's out of my hand. Okay, not bad.
Natural 20.
No.
Not bad.
It's a 26 to hit.
26, that's a hit.
Okay, it hit the Scarab right in the nose.
It's a critical hit.
It's a critical. Hell yeah. Okay, so that means...
And you're hitting this with what? With your axe?
Hammer?
Oh, even better.
Doink! Give the head a coma.
So that's 6d10 coming.
6d10 coming at you.
Wait.
Fire!
36 plus 7 is 43 plus 5, 48 bludgeoning damage.
You obliterate the cage.
Hell yeah.
And the head inside. No, I'm just kidding.
No. To dust.
You twist your wrist at the last moment, just catching the front of the cage, and you almost like can opener the cage, just shearing away the side of it. And while the head doesn't have its own like free locomotion, the tilting of it as you smash it almost looks like he presses up against the wall and his lips drawn tight as he goes, whoa!
You are free.
The cage disappears like in a video, like a crate in a video game. It just phases out of existence.
Just blinks a few times.
No parts. It's just gone.
There's an animated PNG of a cloud going as the as the cage disappears.
Scared free action grabs the head.
Free action to interact.
That's it. That's all three actions.
As you smash the cage, you hear, "No!" as the head falls 3 feet to the ground. And just, "No!" as he bounces on the floor a little bit.
If it can open dirt, can't open.
Can't open
nerd. Wouldn't it just be sitting inside of it, but the top is off?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about it logically, it also breaks Scarab's fingers for holding onto the cage, but while the force of a truck went through the side of it, 48 damage.
We'll let the head fall.
Yeah, just... It's not like... I don't know, is that going to inconvenience anybody? You got to spend an action to pick it up?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
I think
I'm all good.
Perfect. Monet, come back, where are you going?
Still have to interact to take it out of the cage anyway.
Monet is 90 feet away.
That's true. All right.
That Rumor was a hee-hee-haw.
Done. And so the last thing you see is... You can see the body in the back of the room that's been twitching in place, kind of pivots in place, like pirouettes almost on 1 foot, facing immediately west. And it just kind of like fumbles, and then it runs into the pillar and falls prone. You hear that same clattering of metal as the armor just kind of slaps into the ground.
Oh, God.
And we go back to Scarab.
Scarab wants to reach for the head.
Okay, he bites you.
Give me the head. Hey, remember the funny thing we were talking about with the head earlier? Here it is.
Go, Scarab!
Never made it without biting.
No, you pick him up.
Grab him by half the mustache.
No, I don't want to be rude to head. I want
good head.
I want to grab him by the tippy top of his troll hair. You're a troll, right? Nah, just kidding. Just being mean to dwarves. Just being a little silly about dwarves.
Out. Go run in the books. Hurry.
Run in the books.
Take head. Go.
I'm scared. Once two. He wants to grab this head like some strange little golden. Well, it's not a headless. The headless guy's over there. I'm holding someone else's head. I'm like the headless horseman, except I'm a kobold.
Except you have two heads.
And you're on a pig.
And Ichabod is actually the guy that doesn't have a head. I'm trying to fix Ichabod. This is the redemption arc of. I'm Christopher Walken, and I'm trying to give Johnny Depp back his head. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, quit flopping.
Are they in that movie?
Sorry, I cut this off.
Yeah,
they are. Okay. Spoiler alert.
You should really have this back.
You should see it. Spoiler alert. Christopher Walken is the headless. He's the headless horseman.
Wow, okay, now I want to see it.
He doesn't have any speaking roles, which is the funniest part, because it's just Christopher Walken.
That's awesome.
Just like... I'm just fucking dead and flip. Yeah, Scarab, grab this head, look at him a little bit, blow him a kiss, wink at him, and he and Tricky are going to charge into the storm.
He doesn't mean it.
For a two-action Cavalier's charge, if you're cool with this, I would like for my attack action and my stride attack, I would like my attack to be to try to, well... I mean, it's on the ground now, but I want to try to place this head next to the body.
Hit the body with the head?
Attempt.
Tell me, your Cavalier's Charge, that does not trigger reactions, correct?
I don't know. Let me see. Let me see if there's any expletives. Stride twice. Any point during this movement, you can strike an enemy within reach or within the first range.
That's
it doesn't.
So cool.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Okay.
So it does provoke.
Yeah, it would be treated like any other movement action.
But still, that's cool. You get to choose where you want to attack while you're moving. That's really cool.
And it's wild because you can do it with a ranged weapon too. So it's just at any point, anywhere. It's awesome. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And this is going to be what kills me. Right here.
So as you begin to charge, first things first, several books go to hit you.
I don't know how to read.
There's going
to
be one at you.
I've been dodging these my whole life.
One at you and one at Tricky. Okay. The one at you is a 25, and the one at Tricky is a 28.
That's going to be Oh, it's tricky. That's hits all abound.
What are the titles of these books?
Okay, the first one is How to Keep Your Cool and Not Lose Your Head, and the other one is Writing for Dummies.
Writing or writing?
He can't read, so he's not sure. Yeah. He can read the title, but he doesn't know.
It doesn't say that at all. He's just being super self-conscious.
It has a D and a T. It's very confusing.
He just expects that it says something like that.
Right, ding. Okay, so that's going to be...
I was thinking W-R-I-D. Which seems like... That sounds like a nautical term, writing. W-R-I-D-I-N-G. Like something that would be a nautical or with water.
Okay.
Well, I've got to go ride the sails.
Tricky.
No, that doesn't even...
Has a smaller book collide with his side. You hear the thick thud as the spine hits him in the ribs for 10 points of damage.
It was the green Pokemon pocketbook. The one, it's a great book, but it fell apart after a couple weeks. Everybody knows about it. It's green. Had Mewtwo on the cover. Everyone knows it. Everyone's had it. Yeah. 10 points.
Okay.
And Scarab, as soon as you hear that thud, you look to your left to see that book having hit him, and you look up in time to see a particularly thick tome flying in your direction. This is the Writing for Dummies. And as it collides with you, dealing 13 points of bludgeoning damage,
ooh.
I'm actually going to need a ride check, which is not in 2E, so I think it would be a handle animal check to see whether or not this knocks you off the saddle. If you have an alternative, like maybe acrobatics, athletics, I might be able to take those as well.
No, assurance is assurance. I have assurance for acrobatics, which would be my ride check.
Okay.
And that would be a 20. Which, if you think that might not be the best option and I should roll, then I would gladly roll. But I know it doesn't... That's what's tough about assurance, you know?
Yeah.
Assurance but is I'm gonna never go, good unless you're like fighting against something that's lower than you.
Scarab's gonna go with assurance. I'm gonna go with my 20.
It's probably good. It's probably good. I think it's good. It's good. You made it! Whose turn is it now? Whose turn is it? My turn. Hell yeah. All right. So Rootmore is gonna walk up.
No, it's keep running. Monet's turn.
No, she already ran. It's fine.
I think 20 is sufficient. So I'll take that. There was a moment in my head where I was trying to, because you know sometimes when damage is concerned or DCs, the damage raises the DC based on, in which case it would be like 10 plus the damage to C. Mm-hmm. It makes me think that at that case, I mean, you already know how much damage you took, would be 23 would be the DC. But I don't know if it would necessarily be that high. So I'm inclined to say that 20 is okay.
Yeah, if you would like me to roll, I'd happily do so.
Okay. What is your command, or your... what is it? Nature, I guess, would be the command animal check.
Yes.
Yeah. Plus 10.
Okay. I think you should roll over taking assurance. I'm going to go ahead and we'll go with that knowing that. I think DC 23. And I'll still take, if your acrobatics add-on is higher than 10, you can still do that. It's just,
no,
I
it's
think.
The same.
Okay. So just get a 13 or higher.
I will use my PP. Use my episode PP on this one.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Imod's got opinions.
No.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know what's happening right now. I was in my own little world.
No, I was just like, this could be a very... This would just take away... It would knock me down.
A book might knock him off of his charge and interrupt the charge.
Oh, I thought we already rolled for that shit. Okay.
We were talking about the insurance. I was putting it out there. I think the roll's more fun.
Okay. Oh, okay. So he's actually...
13 good. Or higher?
Big time. It's going to be a 29.
Beautiful. Okay. There's a moment where you see that book as it collides with your forehead. And it's
gleams
almost
of knowledge from it, even.
You feel smarter.
10 points to intelligence.
He's like, I know how to ride.
You feel it almost knock you off your saddle. The head even teeters for a moment in your hand as he bumps into the side of Tricky. Just, and you begin to fall before you grip back onto the saddle and yank yourself back into position. And just like Neo in the Matrix, you look up and say, I know Raifu.
Back in the saddle again.
Nice. Continue your charge, sir.
We're going to run all the way over to that head and Scarab's clumsily gonna just gonna put this head next to the body. If nothing happens, nothing happens. But he's gonna be like, please, magic.
Okay, so he's a little far down because he's prone. So I'm gonna need just do a to hit with the head. And as you raise him up, there's a moment where he's just gonna go, wait, what will happen?
Tom, he's scared. Tell him what happens in the afterlife. Like an anime scene.
The first thing that crosses Scarab's mind is, as he's rearing his tiny little arm back with this head that's probably about the size of his arm, he's thinking, I don't know. And then, like a shock through his mind, he sees light, and he sees nature, plants, just like a flow, this flow of energy, and he feels love in this moment. And then it's quickly overtaken by this darkness, and he sees death, decay, and the walking dead. He is remembering that he now holds a head detached from a body. We now live in a time where the dead walk the earth. And at the end of Scarab's sleeve writhe these tiny little leaves and moss that now grows between his scales. And he knows that, even though he has no idea what he's doing in this moment, that it's important. And Scarab just says, you're gonna go back to the Queen Mother! And he swings this head down. Oh, and he don't do good!
Oh no.
He doesn't do good. I have a regular melee. It's gonna be an 18 to hit.
That's enough to hit.
Okay. There's anything
okay.
As you swing him through the air by his hair, you just hear him going, oh! And as it collides with the neck, there is a probably only perceptible by you in the moment, a small flash as the ragged tear of his neck collides with the ragged tear on his body. And you hear in your head for a moment, it's almost like time begins to freeze. You hear the softest voice that calls to you beyond. It has a feeling almost like a warm summer breeze that says, he should be buried. And as soon as you come out, all of the books and candlesticks whirling about the room clatter to the ground.
Yes!
Oh!
Slamming against various walls and just seem to disperse. And the head, for a moment, his mouth is agape in a look of shock. And then, in a look of almost tortured agony, his eyes begin to wince, and then his face relaxes, and he smiles. His eyes flutter for a moment, half-lidded, and wordlessly you can see his lips form, thank you.
Wow.
And we are out of combat.
Yeah,
ooh,
nice.
We got chills.
Nice.
Oh my god.
Scare him, looks down, he looks up. Monet!
Monet runs.
We do still have to deal with that because you still have one more turn of fear.
That's Scarab's turn.
6 seconds.
Oh my god. If this turns into some extra.
The next thing we have to address is, as this happens, Scarab, you feel a chill air behind you. And as you turn to look, you can see that shadowy figure looming just over your shoulder.
His spirit.
And then there's a moment where it lets out that screech again, the same ear-piercing, blood-chilling screech. And as it does, it suddenly begins to be sucked down into the armor, like it's being vacuumed away for a moment. And it slowly dwindles down as the scream gets further and further away, and then just kind of...
Wow.
Scarab throws his fist up into the air and he opens his mouth as if to scream, but you just see a you see a couple tears form in his eye. He feels really connected to this moment.
Meanwhile, 90 feet south.
Yep.
And she run in. Monet. And she just kept running.
You can feel the cold sweat on your forehead.
Monet.
You can feel the cold sweat on your forehead dripping down as you're rushing through the halls. The breeze is now starting to cool them. Your face becoming a chill sensation before you just sprint headlong into this room. And as you make your way directly in front of this statue, you're about to pass it for a moment.
With arms wide open.
Hello, hello.
I must have drank 15 Dr. Peppers that day.
Who says a Dr. Pepper? There's Dr. Pepper.
What is this chaos room?
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream. Ice cream, Lieutenant
Dan. Lieutenant Dan.
Monet.
Hey, question of the day. Here it is, everybody. Is Forrest Gump one of the free movies on YouTube Premium? Question of the day.
Yeah,
I think it might be, right?
I remember about a month ago, I'm pretty sure I saw it.
I called it, this room is totally chaos. Kind of like Saturn, too, though.
Okay, Monet, you have sprinted into this room, and there's a moment in which the statue of the priest almost seems to regard you.
If there was ever a trap.
Enough to catch your attention, and you find yourself confused, and you begin almost spinning in place, wondering which way to go. And before your fear can overtake you again, you slowly hear this echoing screech coming from down the hall. And you feel your fear slowly starting to ebb, but while you do, you're just kind of whipping around. To the northwest, you see these alcoves. To the northeast, to the southeast, and the southwest are these small, narrow crawl spaces that are kind of closed off with iron bars. You're not really sure what this room is meant to be, but there's this statue of a dwarven priest in the middle that has a kind of a benevolent demeanor to him with an expression that gives off an air of both forgiveness and mild sorrow. And as you stand for a moment here, wondering exactly what's just happened to you that brought you so far away, what's overcome you, you can hear now in the silence as the scream dies down, a subtle sound.
That was Cody without any effects, just natural Cody.
Very good, sir. I wish I heard it in my ear holes the way everyone else did, but right now I have salted dried plums in my headset.
Why would you do that?
What is happening? I was about to put them on, but I don't want to make a crinkling sound.
Oh, so. Go ahead, okay. Put them on, because there's more.
Are you frightened of one now?
This is no. Frightened one for these.
You were frightened one at the end of your first run, and now you are frightened none. You're done being frightened.
Yeah. And this is where
I had to run for this round, too.
Yes, and now that you have run, your turn's effectively over.
But I did. Did I run 90 feet?
No, because something happened.
Okay.
That's where we're at.
And see, this is where the psychosis takes over. Where you just have that moment of like, oh. You forget that you were even running. And then you're like, hey, I was running? Oh, right. And that's when you get attacked by a monster alone.
Yeah.
In the scary movie.
So as you're standing here and you're beginning to hear these things, you're kind of like looking around, trying to figure out where the sound is coming from. And then you turn back to the statue and you can hear it now louder than before. And from the priest's eyes, these black tears begin to form. Before they drain down his face, growing wider and wider, and they drip down the statue like a shadow elongating from his face before they pool the floor before you. You hesitantly take a step back as they begin to coalesce, and this black puddle begins to form in front of you as a shadow has now formed.
We're in a haunted house.
Roll for initiative.
It's friggin' Led Zeppelin being played backwards.
Just wanna.
Everybody roll for initiative.
Hey, I'm Satan.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan.
Nice.
22 for Scarab. Let's go to top. Let's go to Top Golf.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to say.
Let's go to.
I thought you were scatting.
No, Imad, you're wearing a Top Golf hat, and I've never been.
Me neither.
Let's go to Top Golf.
Poser.
Hey, this hat was given to me for free.
This was a gift.
Yeah. Yay.
I know. It's just like, who cares? I mean,
who cares?
Who cares? You got a gift.
I got a dragon on my shirt. I don't have a dragon.
I've never been a dragon before.
I've never been a dragon. I've
never engaged in Mortal Kombat.
No, I'm just, it's my little comment, my scoff commentary at like poserism. Like, whatever, dude. Who
I've
cares?
Also never been a jockey.
Wait, really?
Oh, that's disrespectful.
What'd you get, Rumor?
25.
Monet.
I'll tell you what, I got a 13.
13!
I'll tell you what.
Scarab, what'd you get?
22.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Waiting?
That's correct.
Okay. And what happens again when monsters and players get the same amount? It's whoever has the higher...
Monster goes first.
Player's better than monsters.
No.
Okay. I thought it was higher... bonus.
That was in the first one.
Okay. All right.
This is the first one.
I'm going to use this token again.
Here we need to be first one.
And
everybody laugh. Sorry.
Everybody laugh.
Everyone laugh.
I just want to see it.
Laugh now.
Please. Come on.
Oh, sorry.
Please clap. There's a...
Huh? I just wanted to see the wave.
What's going on?
I wanted to see the waveforms of everybody's laugh. Sorry.
Well, my real laugh.
That's how
is,
Imad laughs.
My real laugh is like a. I can't fake it, but it's like bing bong.
Bing bong, bing bong.
I've also been laughing like a little goblin recently. I don't know if you hear me across the house.
Yep.
But yeah, that's me.
I hear you go. Ha!
That's just me giggling and. Gaffin, Imad, you have to watch. Let me just.
I didn't mean to derail this.
Has anyone ever heard of Last Podcast on the Left?
Let me just.
I don't listen to Last Podcast on the Left. They're like one of the biggest in the world. But no, I watch their YouTube. That stuff is. It makes
They're very
me,
funny.
It makes me laugh. Gosh, I just be giggling. That's the thing. I'm giggling, not ha ha ha. I'm like hee hee hee. Tee-hee. They make me laugh like a little boy.
He goes, hee-haw, hee-haw.
Yeah, hee-haw.
I hear him on the other side of the wall.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. Every night when I... every night when I have my Pinocchio disease and I hee-haw, hee-haw, and I gotta take my medicine so I don't go full donkey. Careful. Oh, I wanna be a real boy.
Man, look at Emma's laugh. He went, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. And that's it right there. You see it?
Oh, Emma's real laugh.
Yeah.
I got several laughs, though.
Alright, Monet.
Also do that. I hate that.
As this thing begins to form in front of you, turn around to look behind you. Perhaps to see where your companions are in order to maybe escape or to see how far away you've come in your fear. And you see that from the grates in the northeast and northwest have also slithered forth two more shadows.
Great.
Oh.
Get it?
Oh, no!
And as you spin back to the first one, that one is already reaching out towards you to touch you.
I know this is room 13, but 13 is actually a lucky number. If you think of it as an unlucky number, it's going to manifest as an unlucky number.
That's
so let's
going
not
to be
do that.
A hit with a 31.
Room 13 is a lucky room, and 31 is not the opposite of 13. It's not the 3 and the 1 in different places. It's not what's happening here. You're going to be totally fine, and you're not going to win the bet.
You're going to take 8 points of void damage.
Okay.
And then as this creature touches you for a moment, you can feel its shadowy hands almost like it's going through you. Again, sending that same icy vein feeling throughout your body, but then you suddenly feel a tug. As if its fingers have coiled around something and are pulling it back
I'm
with its hand.
Trying to steal my soul.
Trying to steal your shadow.
Oh.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I know this. Not, Monet doesn't, but I remember these.
Yeah, yes. I think I know what it is, too. It's no bueno.
You are enfeebled one.
I just got rid of a condition.
Well, now you got a new one.
Yes, buddy. Mon ami.
It's going to attempt to pull at you again. Ooh, okay. At a lower number, that is a 26.
That is a hit.
All right. And that is going to do 11 points of void damage.
Oh, dang. H.
And that is it for its turn.
Okie dokie.
Which brings us all the way north to Rootmore.
Oh, no!
Is there a...
Rootmore, you're not really sure this thing is going on in the south, but you know that's the way that Monet ran.
Is there a command to see how far away Monet is?
Monet.
Who make fun of me?
Monet.
Well, Rootmore's going to spend his first action...
Rude.
...running towards Monet.
Oh, shit.
Monet, we did it! We solved the head problem. It shut the hell up and scared him. He put it on and... Monet, where are you? Monet!
5, 10, 15, 20.
Like 170 feet, something like that. Oops. I did not mean to drag myself.
What is that?
Recall knowledge on this nasty creature.
How far did you run?
One action for 20 feet. I can see it.
Can you see it?
Yes.
There's something behind Monet.
Dark vision, though.
It's smaller.
Dark vision doesn't see through Monet.
I don't know. If I can't see it, then I'll just keep running forward.
You can definitely see her way down the hall, kind of standing transfixed.
I'm coming, Monet!
Spends all three actions running forward for 60 feet. And that is it.
All right, Rumor, and as you're running up now, you can see... something moving in the room ahead. Something seems to kind of cross the hallway's intersection for a second before moving right behind Monet. And it too is going to reach out. Natural 20.
Ugh. Oh.
Not a religion check this time. Yeah, Monet, now you can hear it almost like it's filling the circular room you're in, that whispering just getting louder and louder. And suddenly you hear behind you and you feel that same sensation, like something just piercing through your armor and piercing through your body. An intense coldness overwhelms your back as this thing shows up behind you, just and it will deal 20 points of void damage.
Wow.
Okay.
And again, you feel that tug as if something is now pulling at your back and you are now enfeebled too.
Oh god.
And for its third action, it will do nothing. That was it. It moved, attacked, damn, and did that.
There's no saves for the enfeebled?
Not for that.
Damn.
And now we move to the third. Rootmore, now you can definitely see something is wrong as yet another form seems to move through across the hallway. And Monet almost seems to... almost like disappear. It's, you can see through whatever it is that's moved there, but it's kind of like wavering and shimmering in place. Like she's being obscured and surrounded by some sort of force. And that will be a...
Her AC's 23.
That'll be a hit then with a 30. Rolling rocks!
God!
7 points of void damage. And then second action, just as before, it begins to pull at you as soon as it comes in contact. You're enfeebled 3.
Jesus.
Only there's something different this time. As this creature begins to tug as well, you feel yourself being pulled in all directions by these creatures. You can feel almost like a pop or a snap. And there's a moment that sends a sensation shocking down your body, and you look down at your feet, and you can see your shadow is no longer attached to your feet. And there's a moment while looking down at it in horror, you can see as you stare down at it, its head begins to turn, and its arms raise up, and it looks... at its hands, at your hands, and the shadow slowly begins to rise up off the floor. And you can't make out any facial features on it, but you almost get the impression that it's smiling at you. Yeah. What is your initiative bonus?
Plus 10.
And your AC?
23.
And your max HP?
32.
And your stamina? 48. And with its last action, it's going to reach out. Nope, never mind. It moved to do that. So its turn is over as well. Which brings us over to Scarab.
Tricky! Yeah! Tricky!
Scarab and Tricky are going to move. Scarab's going to give Tricky two actions to stride twice, 60 feet south. Scarab will use one action to reload his gun.
Oh, gods.
And he's going to fire at the shade to the west.
I wish he made it an inverted token.
A 25 to hit.
Good, good, good.
Sorry, 25 is a hit.
Very nice, very nice.
Speak for yourself. 5 damage. Magical, cold iron, what am I?
Could matter.
Cold iron could. Magical, definitely.
But it's still a shot in the dark.
You're not too late.
Your bullet rips through the shoulder of the shade and you see no visible difference.
Under Scarab's breath.
Light, bro. I know he won't hear me, but...
And that brings us to Monet. It's your turn. You are now encircled by these shadows, one of which bears a striking resemblance to you.
Okay. Monet is going to... She's going to shout, "Room more!"
I'm coming!
She's not doing very good. And she's going to use two actions to lightning dash through here, 40 feet.
Hell yeah.
Lightning dash. This movement does not trigger reactions.
Good.
Because she turns into lightning. I'm going to go ahead and go back to Perry's dice because the other dice have been treating me wrong.
But I know.
This actually... Each creature you move through, so it's just that one behind her, takes 2d12 electricity damage with a basic reflex save. So I need a reflex save.
Is that better, Bob? Look at the token.
Does she have a mustache?
I lost
that's it. What it did. No, I flipped it.
that's exactly what I wanted, yeah.
And I put the little smoke symbol on it, too. Oh, so see, it's
Felicia wants that. I want the mustache, like Star Trek.
If I draw a mustache on it, as soon as it moves, the mustache stays behind.
That is exactly what I wanted, but after I said inverted, I imagined it in my head like colors inverted, and that would have been really cool. But that's a lot. Don't worry, Emma, perfect. The mustache.
I wonder what colors. She would be like orange almost.
She would be mostly black and blue. And then her outfit would be white.
Are you sure?
Yep. Like her skin tone would be like a dark blue.
All right. Oh, gosh. It's a big mustache. Big old mustache. Big old mustard-colored mustache.
Wario! Wah! Wah!
A big old mustache. I love it.
But I need a reflex save.
Okay, reflex.
Be cool if we were inverted.
Reflex. Where's the reflex save? There it is. Okay, pretty good, actually.
That's why you said that, like, it's a positive thing for me.
21 total.
Fail, that is a fail.
Fail, yeah!
Nice.
Come on!
Oh, fantastic. So it takes 6 electricity damage. Rolled 2 3s.
Oh my god!
Okay.
On what are those?
D12.
D12, yeah.
Gross! Oof.
As you burst through this shadow, it kind of dissipates for a moment before it reforms. You feel like not all of that went through.
You have to believe in Monet, Felicia. You have to believe.
Matthew, let me say what I'm going to say. I'll tell you what. I don't care. I just wanted to get away.
Yeah.
If I didn't believe, I wouldn't have run away.
Oh, I know. I think this is just because you were like, you made the bet.
You have one more this action, right?
Yeah, and she's going to keep running.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good, good.
She's going to keep running.
Into
for
the
another
fight.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Do you have-
As she's running past Root Marsh, it took my shadow! Because I don't remember what that means. She may already be dead.
I don't know.
And you'll see as she's running past, she has no shadow. And that's the end of Moni's turn.
Beginning of round 2, it's the first shadow to go. Let's see. What's your movement? Oh, you can fly. Cool. Perfect. Rumor just as fast as Moni runs out of the room, then you hear coming from down the hallway out of the darkness just the... As a shadow begins flying down the hallway. Sorry, I stopped it there because the screen ended there. It's 60 feet is exactly here before it stops in front of you. And as it flies at you hurtling down the hallway, it outstretches one of its pointed shadow hands that tries to pierce through your armor.
Ooh.
Points out its hand very racistly.
That's a shadow. That's a big one. That's going to be a 34 to hit.
Really?
Really, really.
Golly,
Natty 19.
That is exactly a crit.
Critical hit.
God.
I don't know if you know what level your character.
Oh, I do. I do. I have a whole spreadsheet on it.
Okay.
It's going to be 18 points of void damage.
Goof.
From that critical hit. It does not, however, begin to tug at you as it has no more actions. And we move to you, Rootmore.
Okay. What
okay.
level are we?
Oh, okay.
Six. Do I have... The thing I'm looking for, it's a feat. Yes.
The way you reacted to me telling you it was your turn was like when you see a baby like run into a wall or something and hit its head and it starts to cry and you're like, hey, I have cake. You want cake? And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cake. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All you got to do is like ignore the baby. If it gets
hurt, ignore the child.
First thing the kid does is like look around to see what happened, if anybody noticed.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
like pretend like he didn't see it, they won't cry. Yeah.
What happened with my baby cousin Ian, he was real little, could only crawl. He, like, crawled as fast as a baby could crawl headfirst into a couch and just, like bonked his head right into the side of it and then looked up at everybody, and everybody just looked at him and laughed. So then he started laughing.
Hell yeah. Okay, this is what we're going to do. Where is it? Everything in order. There it is. All right.
Morning! Hang in there! You're gonna be okay!
You're gonna be okay!
Encouraging words. Rolling a diplomacy check. There we go. 29, which is a crit.
Yes.
So that's 2d8 stamina points. 7?
Okay. Something.
Then, good, you're only 5 feet. So Rootmore's going to step for his second action. And his next action is going to be battle medicine.
He's going to kill her.
Nah.
That's risky surgery you're thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Let me just knock that shoulder back into place. My shoulder's fine. Ah!
Yeah. I think risky surgery is you deal a d8 and then make a medicine check on somebody. But yeah, you hurt them to help them.
DC 20. If you're an expert in medicine, where's my medicine? I'm an expert. Excuse me.
I am an expert.
So I'm going to bring
the, I'm a surgeon.
I'm going to bring the DC up to 20 since I'm an expert. Come on. Wait. Perfect. 16 plus 14.
30.
Oh, that's a crit.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Bravo.
4d8 plus 10 is coming your way.
That's so much.
28 HP.
Very nice.
Full health.
Hell yeah.
Full health.
And
a little
seven
bit of
stamina.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And that's it for Rootmore.
All right. Bring it down the line. and goes to the next shadow.
Monet, can you put a Band-Aid symbol on you?
Yes.
Because the battle medicine, I believe it's like once per day.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a Band-Aid, but I'll find something.
There's a plus, like a medical symbol. I think there's a plus.
Not seeing that either, but I'll put an anvil.
Okay. You've been repaired.
Oh, it's a sentry gun. Hmm. Oh. I'll put this heart. Is that good?
If you scroll all the way to the bottom, the second to last one is angel wings with a halo. You could do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it says...
No, that's too ominous.
Once per day. Yeah, you're so dead. I can only do...
What about the timer? What about the timer? How do I feel about that? Is that also too ominous?
Yeah, do the heart. It. Do the heart that you had.
Do the fucking heart.
Okay. Stop scaring me.
Reddit, you're just asking for it. She's trying to win a bet.
Right. I'm not trying to. We didn't bet. The bet never happened, Matthew. We didn't do the bet. Oh, no dang, bet happened. Really
there's a heart.
Dang, I could have won.
Yeah, I know. I did the heart.
Oh, well, I didn't want to be a part of the bet. I disagree with the whole situation. No new friends.
I don't even know who brought it up.
No new friends.
Speaking of new friends, this shadow is going to fly down the hallway as well, the same. And it's going to land right between Rootmore and Monet, and it's going to reach a hand out to Rootmore.
Ooh, attack of opportunity.
Shake its fucking attack hand. Dude,
no, I mean, it had to go past.
Sure did, go for it.
Hell yeah.
This rude asshole just coming up in here. He tries to shake your hand and you want to hit him with a hammer.
You stop it! I spent my whole turn giving her hit points. You cut it out!
Finally found somebody who looked like you. You let your friend smash his cage open and shove him onto a corpse.
30 to hit!
Rootmore's a villain calling it. 30? That's a crit.
Yes!
Which means you will stop him in his tracks.
Oh, beautiful!
Hell yeah. Thank you, Rootmore.
You're welcome.
Oh, let's do the shield instead of the heart. I think that's cute.
Garbage roll. A 19 bludgeoning.
Just bludgeoning?
Magical. If that matters.
Okay.
Rootmore said, ew!
Gross.
Alrighty. Well, it's still gonna reach for you now. It just is not next to Monet anymore. It rolls a... 30.
To me.
To you.
Okay, yes, that's a hit.
30's a hit.
Oh.
10 points of void damage. And that is its turn. Which now means that as you can see past the shadows, Rootmore, you have a particularly good look at this. You see Monet's shadow begin to creep out.
Finally, a fourth party member!
Your movement is 30? Right?
Yep.
30? Okay.
I know you're our fourth, Tricky. I'm just kidding, okay? Just relax.
Doesn't count. Just an animal. Doesn't even have a brain.
As the shadow begins to walk down the hall, it almost seems to be doing so gleefully, and as it reaches about the middle of the hall, it crouches down, and you can see... almost like a black electricity begin to form around it before it explodes in a boom and it lightning dashes 40 feet forward.
Oh my god.
Through the shadow and Rootmore.
It picks up all of her moves and stuff.
40 foot dash, reflex save from all those who get hit by it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I need a reflex save from Rootmore and from the shadow that it just passed through.
Okay.
And what's the DC on that mode?
I'll roll for that shadow. Oh, man.
Bulwark charged.
22.
Okay.
Ooh, hanging bingy, bingy, wingy, wingy, wingy. Yeah, because... Yeah, you do 2d12s. We just learned that.
Yep.
This is how Emma thinks. This is how Emma thinks.
It's Cody rolling, not me.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Watch, look at him. Look. Is that what he thinks?
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to use my daily...
You use your PP on it?
To re-roll. I don't like my roll.
You gotta beat a 22.
Oh, a 22?
Yeah.
Okay. But you're already re-rolling, so...
Yeah. Oh, I didn't make it. Natural 20.
Nice. Okay.
Woo!
So, no damage on that. Alright, well... Shadow failed, so the shadows would take 3 points. It's just 2d12? No modifier?
No modifier.
Okay, so it would take 3 points of damage.
Shit character, hell yeah.
Nobody said that.
No, it's paying off right now.
It's in dividends.
I think that's the amount you did when you did the...
I did six.
You
did
two
six.
Threes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it lightning dashes, and as it would collide with you, you just kind of feel it like around you, and now it is between you and Monet.
I've seen her do this like 4 times. I understand it.
And we're moving on.
Nasty.
Best character to take their shadow away. Just saying. Imagine if they took Scarab's shadow.
A shadow with a gun?
We'd be fucked. We would be fucked.
How does that work?
That's a great name for the app. Just a shadow with a gun?
Exclamation point, question mark.
All you gotta do is stand next to him. Every time he lifts his gun, just smack him.
No, I don't think I'm affected in that same way, friend.
All right, this shadow is going to spend
I would be.
60 of its movement getting right up next to you, Rootmore. And it's going to swing at you with its hand. Doesn't trigger this time. I paid attention. 90-19 is going to be a 34
God
to hit.
Damn, that's another crit.
I love it.
How's he looking?
Don't shrug.
I mean,
16 points of void damage.
Okay, now we're into his HP.
Okay, now he's bad.
Let's see.
Jeepers. Creepers.
That's zero stamina.
Hey, guys, should we leave?
13 damage.
Where?
I don't know. I want to go home.
Because we can't just go up the water hole. We can't go up the water hole. We jump down the water hole.
Water hole.
I'm very frightened, man.
I'm also not anymore. I'm not frightened anymore, actually.
I'm very. Matthew, not Scarab.
Moving right along, it's Scarab's turn.
None of this feels good as Scarab loads his weapon.
But which one's the real one?
Scarab's gonna...
It's kind of racist.
Scarab's gonna fire at the, Jeepers Creepers! Scarab's gonna fire at the shade in front of real Monet. The one.
The
south,
Shadow Monet?
South of Monet.
This one?
Yes.
Okay.
I forget how to do that. There we go.
You got it.
Oh, frick, man. This feels like the last time he lost both of his friends.
The Cursed Caravan uses trademarks and/or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community-use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Cursed Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. We would like to thank Michael Gelfi Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio for music and ambiance. Check out their Patreon and YouTube links in the description. Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan.
His eyes flutter open for a moment, half-lidded.
The kitty cat!
Sorry.
The kitty cat!
Yes, the cat was pushing buttons. Oh no. Lilith.
Burying takes too long. Scarab's just chopping at the body.
Stop.